The cross is the key to all of your blessings. And every victory, every healing, every blessing, every kindness, every open door, everything good that ever can come under the heading of God blessed me, only comes because of the cross and nothing else. God's not going to bless you because you're good and trying hard. God's not going to heal you because you deserve it. God's not going to open up a door for you because you prayed along. God is not going to do it because of these things that fall on our shoulders. He's going to do it because of the cross. You may be seated if you can, ladies and gentlemen, as we turn to Galatians chapter 3. I've got such good news for some of you today, and the rest of you will get blessed anyway. Yeah, some of you have just been working too hard at it. I mean, your sincerity has about wiped you out. We're going to get to the book free. There's an aspect of freedom that struck me again so big this week that I'd like to share with you again. A sublime truth. The blood. The cross. Same thing. Is the key to all of your blessings. Now I want to take up a different side of what I spoke on about a month or so ago on the cross and the key to your blessings this morning, and perhaps try to shake you loose from some old diehard habits you might have forgotten rule your life. Everyone here believes you get saved by the cross. The blood of the cross washes away our sin once for all. But you know, I hope that everyone also knows that every victory, every healing, every blessing, every kindness, every open door, everything good that ever can come under the heading of God blessed me, only comes because of the cross and nothing else. There isn't one thing you can do to deserve it. Because if you deserved it, all of a sudden you added yours to the cross. And you know, we understand that, but I want you to live it. God's not going to bless you because you're good and trying hard. God's not going to heal you because you deserve it. God's not going to open up a door for you because you prayed along. God is not going to do it because of these things that fall on our shoulders. He's going to do it because of the cross. It's going to be because of the blood we overcome, or we're not. And in Galatians chapter 3, where the scriptures were read, I want us to look at a phrase in verse 9. The first part. So then, leave that out and go to those who are of faith are blessed. Those who are of faith are blessed. Those who are of faith are blessed. You can't earn the blessing. That victory, that open door, that healing. I wrote something down that meant so much to me. Sin has no more power to hurt you, condemn you, or trouble you. You are blessed. Amen. And your blessings come from the cross. Look, we're always stepping in and out of walking in the Spirit and walking in the flesh. Those are the two options we have. Let's face it. And if you're one of those poor, tormented people who thinks that every time you step out of the Spirit and boops, you step into the flesh, everything, you know, the sound just goes down. You know, they slow down. Okay, death mode, curse mode, messed up mode, shut the doors, make her sick again, break his leg, don't let it heal. Excuse me. What nonsense. Those who are of faith are blessed. And he qualifies it the faith of Abraham, and Abraham's faith was in the gospel of the kingdom and the message of Jesus and the cross. It's of faith. I don't know how many folks think, well, you know, when I work this out, then God's going to do something mighty in what you listed. Fill in the space. Do something mighty in my family. Do something mighty in my business. Do something mighty in my life. Going to do something mighty for my parents. Going to do something mighty for my children. That's rubbish. Yeah. In one sense, the cross demands that you unplug and take the pressure off and rest your case entirely on the cross and the blood of that cross. I cannot qualify that this morning. You're too good at qualifying it. You've qualified yourself out of the blessing. You've qualified yourself back into not deserving, to not qualifying, to falling short. I'm going to tell you here and now, folks, on some of the worst days of my life, I've preached the most powerful fruit filled with results messages I ever preached, standing in grace alone and not me.
Hallelujah.
With the hounds of hell barking all around me, saying, "You don't deserve it. You have no right to do it." Bah, 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 bark, 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 bark.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
Who got the glory? Jesus. What a liar! What a hypocrite! No, Christ got the glory.
Yeah.